This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. In this election, voters in Eagle County will decide whether or not to allow the county to tax recreational marijuana. The money would go towards mental health services. To learn more about ballot question 1A, I'm joined in the studio by our reporter, Wyatt Orm. Hi, Wyatt.
Hello.
Okay, this tax could potentially generate as much as $1.2 million a year. How would it do this exactly?
The county would levy two taxes. The first is a sales tax, basically whatever's bought at pot shops. This would be in addition to all the sales tax that customers are currently paying. But the county would also tax grow operations, who would pay basically a percentage of the value of the product that's leaving their doors. This is called an excise tax.
So they'd use this revenue for mental health. Let's talk about the need in Eagle County. What's the picture when it comes to mental health services?
Eagle County hasn't spent much money on mental health at all. And therefore, people who are in a mental health emergency don't really have a place to go. They either end up in the ER or they end up in the jail. And in order to get the care they need, a lot of times they're driving to Grand Junction or to the Front Range. So I think there are a few statistics that illustrate Eagle County's problem. The first is from MindSprings Health. And if you'll remember, that's the nonprofit that provides mental health services to a lot of the Western Slope. MindSprings runs a 24-hour crisis line. This year, calls from Eagle County are up 165% over last year. You know, I think one of the most telling statistics is just the fact that, unfortunately, the county just had its 12th suicide of the year. The suicide rate is the highest it's ever been. Of course, the year isn't even over yet.
Right. So if the county gets the money, they'll spend it on mental health. But what does that mean? What specifically will they spend it on?
Yeah, the county wants to be clear that they are not going to be building any new buildings. There are short-term and there are long-term objectives. Right off the bat, the county wants to get, you know, trained mental health professionals, people who understand medication, who understand therapy, into both the schools and the jails. In the longer term, the focus is really on beds. It's on creating places for people to go if they're having one of these mental health emergencies.
So what's the pot industry saying about this?
Yeah, I spoke with a source who grows marijuana in Eagle County. They told me they have a lot of problems with the ballot question. One of the biggest was, you know, why should the pot industry alone have to pay for these mental health services? What about alcohol? They also said that, you know, Eagle County is a very expensive place. Land costs a lot. Wages are high. And the state is already charging a 15% excise tax. So if you keep kind of taxing away, you know, growers might close up shop. And then what's the county going to do?
All right, Wyatt, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.